Mosquitoes find some people more appetizing than others, and we're itching to share the explanation today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free 2-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-size smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-995-1769. Try right-size smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-995-1769. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-995-1769. 1-800-995-1769.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 2nd, the 184th day of the year. NASCAR champ Richard Petty has a birthday. While you're out enjoying the fireworks this year, notice how mosquitoes seem to find certain people more appetizing than others. Scientists think there are several things that make you a more likely target. Blood type, for example. People with type O blood seem especially prone to attack. Mosquitoes are attracted to carbon dioxide, so pregnant women who exhale 21% more carbon dioxide are more vulnerable. And those who have enjoyed a beer or other alcoholic beverage also suffer a higher bite rate. That's because alcohol raises your body temperature, kind of like drawing a mosquito target right on your back. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.